Felicia turned off the engine and waited. It would probably be smarter to scope out the possible targets and pick someone smaller and preferably female. But as the clock on the dash continued to get closer to the 10:30 deadline, she realized she didn't have time. She shoved the gun and the black box into her purse, then got out and walked over to the store. The first few sailors came out in groups of two and three. Damn it, she didn't have time for this. Then she spotted a hunky dark-haired guy in blue camouflage coming her way, a couple of grocery bags in his hands, alone. Also at least a foot taller than her, and probably outweighed her by 100 pounds. Her gut told her this guy wasn't the best choice, but she couldn't wait any longer. Heart pounding in her chest, and a hand on the gun in her purse, she turned and followed, hurrying to catch up with him. When they got close to his blue SUV, she pulled the gun out of her purse, closed the distance between them, and shoved the weapon in his back. He immediately stopped in his tracks.
"I don't want to shoot you, but I will if you don't help me get on base," she said as firmly as she could.
The words didn't sound as intimidating as she'd hoped, but at least her voice hadn't squeaked. She didn't know what to expect, but when the big man didn't move at all, she got a little nervous.
"Don't do anything foolish, or you'll be putting the lives of innocent people in danger," she warned. "I've never fired a gun before, and if you make me do it now, I have no idea where the bullets are going to go."
The guy still didn't move, but at least he didn't spin around and try to disarm her. Unfortunately, the seconds continued to fly past, bringing Stephanie's death ever closer. Felicia might have to do something else, although she didn't know what, to prove her seriousness. Could she whack him in the back of the head? Probably not without making the gun go off. Then what? Unconscious, he wouldn't be able to get her on base.
"Did you hear what I said?"
she prompted, shoving the gun more firmly into his back.
"I heard you," he said. "Relax, okay? There's no need to pull the trigger. I'll get you on base. But I want your word you won't hurt anyone if I do."
She couldn't believe he tried to bargain with her when she had a gun pointed at him.
"It's the last thing I want."
He lifted his right hand and Felicia tensed, until she realized he was only lifting the key fob for his SUV. He unlocked the doors with a beep, then opened the driver's side. Felicia wondered if she should let him drive, or if she should do it. After a moment, she decided the guards on the gate would never let them through with her behind the wheel, so it had to be him. But she couldn't tell him to wait while she ran around to the passenger side either. Finally, she climbed into the SUV first and crawled over the center console to get into the passenger seat, keeping the weapon pointed at him the whole time.
"Get in," she ordered, "and don't try anything."
As he climbed in, she saw the name Dunn embroidered on a tag on his uniform. Nice name. It fit him. She was wondering about his first name when she finally got a good look at his face. She couldn't see his eyes because he wore aviators, but with a chiseled jaw and wide, sensual mouth, he was way more handsome than any man had a right to be. She hoped he did what she told him. She'd feel horrible shooting someone so attractive. Okay, absolutely the dumbest thought she'd ever had. Would she feel better shooting him if he were ugly? Don reached around to put his grocery bags on the floorboard in the back, then fastened his seatbelt. When he finished, he lifted a brow.
"You gonna put on your seatbelt?"
Felicia's jaw may have dropped. Seriously? Obviously, he wouldn't even start the vehicle until she buckled up. Unfortunately, she couldn't get her belt on while holding a pistol. She glanced around for a place to put it, figuring wedging it between her legs wasn't the best idea. She finally ended up putting it on the floor. The moment she had her seatbelt on, she reached down and snatched it up with trembling hands, turning to point it in Dunn's direction. He regarded her with a look plainly suggesting he knew this was her first foray into taking a hostage, but he thankfully didn't say it out loud. Instead, he cranked the SUV and headed out of the parking lot.